The Weekly Dish podcast is presented by Common Ground Minnesota. Food and farming conversations from Minnesota women in agriculture. Learn more at commongroundminnesota.com or follow them on Instagram at commongroundminn.
Hey everybody, it's Steph March for Common Ground Minnesota. Listen, food brings out the passion in people, so let's talk about food together. Common Ground Minnesota is an online resource for you to do that, and it's run by volunteer women farmers from Minnesota of all walks. We're talking big farms, small farms, we're talking dairy, we're talking produce. These women in agriculture are growing and raising the food that we all eat. We love to have a chat with them about what it means to be sustainable and what does it mean when they're using pesticides and why are they doing it. All of this is available at Common Ground Minnesota website. It's commongroundminnesota.com, and then on that new website, you guys, there are videos, there's, you know, FAQs, there's topics, there's a great blog, all sorts of things, and recipes, and farm dogs too, by the way. So there you go. commongroundminnesota.com is your great resource for everything food and families and farms. Don't forget, check them out on Instagram at commongroundminn.
What time is this?
Hey everybody, welcome to the second hour of Weekly Dish on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Stephanie March.
I'm Stephanie Hansen.
And we are here to talk about all the things we love. In fact, it's time for Top 2 in Hour 2. Giving the 0-1-2! One, two, one, two.
And now, the Weekly Dish presents...
Top 2, Top 2.
The Top 2...
Pick your best 2.
...in Hour 2.
All right, give me 2, willing.
All right, so these are the times that we give you guys two things that we are each sort of obsessed with or just can't stop thinking about. Do you want to go first?
I do.
Give it up.
I am just, so you always, okay. Our friend John Whiffley has a barbecue trailer at the Able Seed Brewing in Northeast Minneapolis. That's fantastic.
Yep, fantastic.
Okay, so he decided it would be a good idea to... After the success he had with making McJohnimals burgers at the barbecue truck, to replicate a truck, but it's the Animales burger truck. And that is at Bauhaus Brew Labs. And Bauhaus is a great brewery.
Great.
It's
German.
It's a super old building that's really cool. It's
Best
they've got
patio.
A great courtyard. Yeah, it's really lovely. And so John opened the Animales burger truck there. So now he's got the two spots, and my husband's a big fan of the barbecue spot, but we hadn't been to the burger spot yet. So we went to the burger spot and had to get, first of all, there was pastrami on the menu, and he makes incredible pastrami. I know this. So we got this giant, thick slab of pastrami that we got with jalapenos on it. It's on a super delicious brioche bun. It was just fatty in all the right way, but not overly fatty, but had a nice crispy bark on it. It was a pastrami sandwich of literally life. It was so good.
It's too bad you didn't come to my graduation party because we had them there.
Yes, I would have just died. And then I got a burger too, and Kurt was, it ended up that I actually liked the pastrami.
I know.
And he liked the burger because it's hard to pick because they're both, it's like so picking good. Between two tens.
Right.
The burger was great, delicious, great mouthfeel. Really delicious patty, a little white cheese on there. Again, a brioche bun. We did the pickled jalapenos and so many pickles that were just delicious. He really has the pickle to ratio of the burger down. I watched this woman picking off all of her pickles at like a table, and I almost went over there and was like, stop taking those pickles off your hamburger. But I didn't.
Yeah, no, because she has her own feelings.
Yes, she has her own feelings, but... one other thing I'll say about Bauhaus Brew Labs, this is a top 2 extra. They have a
bonus.
New product called Bolo.
It's not new. We've talked about Bolo a million times on the show.
You didn't even let me finish, friend.
Okay.
It's a watermelon basil lime Bolo.
Okay.
It is new for this season.
Okay.
And I talked
they
to
have
the,
a new product called Bolo?
I talked to the
So there's my entry.
You're in trouble.
Entry right there.
I was talking to the girls that were in front of me in line that were drinking it, and they were like such seltzer connoisseurs. They were like, this is the best one. Like, you know how watermelon normally has like this horrible taste and it's kind of fake?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it was so good. And it was, so they let me taste it and it was delicious.
I'm telling you, Bolo
is in coronavirus tasting strangers' drinks. But, yeah, you know,
we're endemic now. But wait, I'm telling you, Bolo is the best seltzer on the market.
Yeah.
It's the best seltzer on the market.
I just enjoyed it.
It's done. It's over. It's done. The contest is over. So for me, I'm going to tell you, I went out to Stillwater last night. Jake and I drove out to Stillwater randomly. But it's because Giant Baby has been delivering ice for Minnesota Ice. And every day he texts me, he's like, hey, we should go to Hi Hi. You know, I'm like, I've never taken you to Hi Hi, right? You know, because so now he's seeing all these restaurants that I've never taken him to. And he's not like super happy with me on some of them. He's like, why haven't we gone to Ola Arepa? I'm like, I've gone to Ola a ton.
This is hilarious.
I know. And I was like, okay. So anyway, so he goes, he was the one who told me that Stillwater proper was open. He's like, yeah, we delivered ice out to the Stillwater proper. And this guy, Joe, you know, he knows you. And I'm like, oh, I know Joe, and who owns Lolo's and Lolita's and, you know, Lolo's Kitchen, all the rest. And I was like, yeah. He's like, and so he's like, we should go eat there. So we did, because Jake delivered ice. And we basically went and drove out to Stillwater to go to Stillwater proper, which is a new restaurant, and it's all local. And I know Lolo's has already sort of got that vibe, but what these guys, Stillwater proper, is also kind of in conjunction with 45th Parallel Distillery. And so in the back of the restaurant, they have a room where 45th is about to, you know, they're still working on it, but they're trying to get the distillery part of it up, and they'll have a tasting room, and it's very cool. But otherwise, they're just doing this sort of locally focused menu of really good stuff. And it was really fun, and it was really busy, and it was
Sounds
nice.
Delicious.
And we had Togarashi fries, which, hello.
I saw you have those.
Oh my God. But I have to tell you, it's really about the bologna sandwich.
I saw that too.
Which was,
you and a bologna sandwich.
I know. What is it? Like, what is it in my life that suddenly, and I literally, she's like, you're going to love the bologna sandwich. And I said, is it thick cut or is it shaved? Like, is it a pile or is it like a big slab? And she was like, it's kind of shaved. Like, she didn't know those were options, you know? And it was just, it was lovely. And you know what? All of their drinks that they're doing have all local distilleries. That's it. Like, you can't get Captain Morgan's. They Good. Have Domfork. They Good. Have Norseman. They
Let's
have
support our people.
Yeah. And it's really lovely. And just a shout out to Joe Ahlens, who is like a really great guy and who has got, he's doing that stuff. So there you go. That was my Stillwater proper right on Main Street. You'll find it. No problem.
Okay, what's your second? I love it. Okay, so my second one is two things. One is, I want to just let you know that there's this thing called Nourish 101.
Okay.
And these are cooking classes that happened at the Seward Co-op.
Oh, okay.
And they're $10.
Okay.
And you take the class, and each time you go, you get recipes that are scratch cooking to feed a family of four. And they're very conscientious about price.
Okay.
So if you're someone that you want to take cooking classes, you're not a good cook, but you want to learn a couple techniques, I think you should go to the Seward Co-op, because for $10, you can learn these things. And some of the other cooking schools are a little more expensive.
Yeah.
So if you're budget conscious, but you want to get help, Nourish 101 is where it's at.
Okay. I love it. Seward Co-op.
Yep.
Right. Is that your other one? Or
well,
is that...
I have one more.
Oh, okay. You want? Okay. We'll finish up. All right. So the other one that I want to tell you about was Harmony, Minnesota, which I drove down to this week.
I love that you just had a place.
I know.
Love it.
I know. It's Harmony, Minnesota. The town is so cute. It is so, like, I get it. Like, I get why people would leave the cities and go live in this small town. It is, the thing about it food-wise is, of course, Estelle's Bar and Grill.
Right.
And Estelle's is, of course, a member of the Travail family in a very, you know, way. Matt Brown, you know, Mike Brown's brother, yep. Mike and Dave Brown's brother, is the guy who moved down from the cities, you know, with his wife, who's from the area. And they opened this cute little small town eatery. And it is wonderful. And I had a plate of fries, a carne asada fries, that blew my face off. They were so delicious. I was so full because I could not stop eating, you know. But the whole point of Harmony as a town is that it is, you know, it's right by the Iowa border. If you guys are looking for just a little day trip to go, they've got cute little t-shirt shop. They've got a distillery. For goodness sake, they have a distillery with an indoor-outdoor, like, pole barn distillery patio. It's just lovely. And there's plenty of Amish fair.
I did see.
There's so many Amish. There are so many Amish.
1 out of 5 Amish kids.
4 out of 5. But and then of course there is a cave. There's a very cool cave tour that you can take down there, and the Niagara cave tour. So I don't know. And there was we had a listener from Maple Grove. She, you know, said hey, and she, I can't remember her name, but we, she was doing the cave tour and she was kind of having the same fun stuff. And I just thought we, you know, we need to do more day trips like that and just pop down.
Day trips are
2 hours. It was like a 2-hour car ride down that my mom and I just gossiped the whole way. It was wonderful. So that's my, so you have one more, you have a bonus.
I do. My bonus is this drink I had at Meteor Bar last night that if I could describe the drink, here's what it felt like to me. It felt like standing in my garden with my eyes closed and smelling.
Oh,
because
nice.
What the drink was
nice.
Gin,
yeah.
Watermelon,
yeah.
Basil and lime. And it was just so fragrant and so delicious and just everything like summer in a glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the name of the drink was actually called Rob Jones Summer.
I think it was, I saw it on the Instagram. I think it was like, yeah, something like that.
So delicious. At Meteor Bar, you got to have that drink, you guys.
They have AC, yo.
It was fantastic.
I love it. Okay, my last thing, I'm going to just pop it one more time.
Please.
The fact that France 44 has 25% off.
Cheese.
I'm not kidding you guys. I went into that place and I was like, give me the cheese. And I bought 3 cheeses and I'm going to post them later because I also bought, and this is what I'm excited about, the pairing that goes with one of the funky cheeses, a sparkly white. That's what's great about France 44. You get your cheese and then you go next door and I just held up a piece of paper and I'm like, point me to this bottle, please. And they took me to the bottle and she talked about how great the pairing was. And it was funky, but like bright and sparkly. So I'm excited to do that tonight as my, after I finally clear out my garage, that's going to be my reward because I need rewards. Okay. So there you go. There you go, you guys. That's our top 6 in hour 2.
Yes.
And there you go.
It was a bonus week.
Bonus week. So we're going to take a break, you guys. When we come back, we are going to have a little chat about vaccination proof and restaurants and what's going on in the country and just kind of really dig into a little bit of like what it all means. We'll be right back. This is the Weekly Dish on My Talk 107.1, brought to you by Hornitos.
By now you've heard about the crazy real estate market and how homes are going for multiple offers. Well, friends, if you're thinking about selling, call Carrie and Sue at Lakes Area Realty and get started so that you can take advantage of getting top dollar for your home. This is Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish, and I bought and sold a home last year with the incredible team of Carrie Elks and Sue Durfee from Lakes Area Realty. The market moves really fast, and Sue and Carrie were able to help me get my home ready and on the market in 3 days. They even helped me hire a cleaner and a painter to make those finishing touches that can get you top dollar for your home. Carrie and Sue offer a free staging service where a professional stager comes into your home and tells you what pictures to take down, what furniture to move to the garage, all to get you top dollar for your home in this crazy market that doesn't seem nearly as crazy when you work with experienced people that listen to you and help you get your place ready to sell. Carrie and Sue at Lakes Area Realty are not a large team. Each time you go through a home, you deal with them directly. I had a great experience, so find Carrie Elks, C-A-R-R-I-E, and Sue Durfee at carrieandsue.com if you're buying or selling a house. That's Carrie and Sue at carrieandsue.com from Lakes Area Realty.
Welcome back to Weekly Dish. Thanks for joining us today. And as always, if you need to find the show, you can find it on podcast. If you can't make it on a Saturday, if maybe next week you're traveling, don't forget, you can always just dial us up on a podcast wherever you find your podcasts. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about something that is kind of popping around the country. There's a lot of concern with the Delta variant, and it's the fact that it has become so much more prevalent and that it is spreading faster and cases are up across the country. Locally, I think we're still in a good space, and I think that's important to say.
Yep.
Is that locally we are not in any danger place. We're not in our government officials, our health officials, they are not worried. They have not put out a caution or a concern, but we are seeing it in other places. LA County has decided that they were going to ask for masks to come back indoors. Vegas, they put out a thing that's saying basically they're going to...
All staff will be vaccinated. Guests will not be required.
Yes. And all staff will have... But all staff will have to wear masks.
Yes.
And not the guests.
Yes.
Yes. That was my bigger thing that was concerning for me. So we're wondering. So on the Facebook, I asked you guys by the way, congratulations, everyone, for actually staying like not, you know, civil and just sort of being part of a conversation without... But I expect that from the dishers. But anyway, we asked, you know, if you feel restaurants asked to see your vax proof or only allowed vaccinated people inside, how would you feel about that? And it's a pretty mixed bag. I would tell you that a lot of people feel that there are people who say that I would feel safe and I would return to that establishment more often as long as they have a yummy IPA. Well done, Roxy. And some people are saying I would love it. I'd be totally fine with it. But then other people are saying, no, I just I don't see the point. If you're vaccinated, then you're protected. You know, the unvaccinated know the risk at this point. And there's a lot of thing about some people are saying she posted an article. Danielle posted an article about why vaccine passports won't make people safer. And so there's a lot of feelings about this. And then, of course, people in the industry were saying, if you think restaurants are struggling now, this would be a thing that would be really hard for them. And I love that Erin, who is in the industry, she said, no way would I want to see this happen. People are already frustrated by many of the extra precautions taken, and I can just see the escalation of their lack of patience and tempers. And I guess here's what I'm saying is I think that for me, I'm already frustrated by the fact that I would have to wear a mask if I have a vaccine. Like that to me is something that I'm already feeling like, but that's, I get the feelings of like frustration with that because mm-hmm. you're like, I got the vaccine. That was the whole point. And it's, I'm not the one at risk because we're saying that the vaccines work and that you're not going to die. And it's, you may get sick. You may still have the COVID. You may still get a breakthrough, but that you're not going to be hospitalized. It's not going to be as severe. You're not, and the research just came out in the Times this last week that you're most likely not to get a long COVID kind of ramifications for it. So why would we have to?
I think there's a lot of nuances to this question.
Yeah.
Because if you've had a double vaccination and you get a breakthrough case of COVID, you are likely not to die yeah. or be hospitalized. That's that.
That's right.
Then if you are double vaccinated, but you wear a mask, you know, are you preventing spread? Are you can you be having been exposed to it and you're not getting a severe case of it, but then you're spreading it to unvaccinated people? It is interesting to me. I think at this point, the information has not been great that we've received about vaccinations and about the efficacy of it and about the validity of it, and also the legality of it. It is very legal to ask an employee to be vaccinated or they can't come to work. So these
it
HIPAA,
is legal. You're saying
it
that
is legal.
It is legal. It's a part of a job. It can be said.
It is also legal to ask someone like Al's Breakfast apparently is to only come into your restaurant if you have a double vaccination and you can prove it. That is also legal.
When you keep saying double vaccination, are you telling me that if they have a J&J that they're not going to allow you in?
No, I mean, if you've had one vaccination of a Pfizer, but you didn't follow up with the second shot,
because you keep saying double and vaxxed. I haven't even really. Okay.
There are a number of people that have had one shot of Pfizer or one shot of Moderna and didn't go back for the second shot. And that still is not considered protected.
Okay.
So that's my distinction between the two.
Okay. So here's my question.
People think it's illegal. People to ask this of people right. either at the workplace or as a guest in a restaurant because of HIPAA laws. And I want to be clear, it is not illegal.
Because you know this.
Absolutely. And yeah. it's also been adjudicated at the Supreme Court at this point.
Well, and because they did tell to Indiana University, they did back up the fact that Indiana University is requiring students to be vaccinated to come back. And P.S., so is University of Puget Sound, where Jake is going. And I can't be happier for it.
So is McAllister.
Yeah, I think most of the colleges are saying if you come and attend classes in person, you have to have vaccination. And so then the Supreme Court backs that up. And so then that makes it.
And they said it for the hospital system in California that was requiring their workers to be vaccinated
right.
as well.
Right.
Because going to that school is a choice. They do have an online program, so you could still get access to the education. Working is a right. You know, you don't have to work at this place if they're asking you to be vaccinated.
Okay.
And so when you go to Al's Breakfast and there's 15 seats, if you want to be the owner of Al's Breakfast and protect your employees, asking people to only come if they're vaccinated, I understand why he's doing that.
Are they requiring you to show the card when you walk in?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, because this is the first one I've heard of here.
I'm going to look just
okay.
to see.
Good, because we do have Martha on the line, and Martha has a comment. Martha, what's your comment today?
Oh, I was just letting you know that I just got back from France 2 weeks ago, and what the rest of the world is doing with masks and restaurants. In Paris, you have to wear your mask in restaurants unless you're eating in stores. and they're now requiring a vaccination passport to get into the museum. So,
got it.
The rest of the world is requiring people wear masks in restaurants or stores, and it's not stopping people.
Right.
They're still wearing their masks.
They're still going out. Right.
There's a pandemic. There's a new variant. You know, the pandemic's not over.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate your comments.
It is tempting to, like, want to be done with this. And it is tempting to be armchair medical advisors, right? Like we're doing right now. But I think what is important to recognize about this pandemic and this virus is we've not had this in 100 years since the Spanish flu, since 1918.
And
so it evolves. It's changing.
Yeah, no, and I get that. And for me, though, I think the bigger part for me is the fact that when people don't want to get vaccinated, I think that they should be curtailed. If that's your choice and you don't want to be vaccinated, then maybe, I mean, the president of France basically said, fine, you guys stay home. We're not staying home, but you and the vaccinated, you shouldn't be allowed to go out and do these things. And I think that if you're going to be unvaccinated, maybe that's, I don't want to punish people, but I also don't know if it's right to shut down all the restaurants again just for the unvaccinated.
I understand that point of view.
So we have to take a break, you guys, and we'll come back and we're going to talk about maybe brunch. We'll be right back.
Hello, Weekly Disher. Spring has sprung, and that means the best-tasting wild-caught seafood is available from Sitka Salmon. You may have heard us talk about Sitka Salmon before on the show, and that's because we are huge fans. Sitka Salmon standards for quality are unrivaled in the industry because, you see, Sitka Salmon is a community-supported fishery. The fish they process for you to eat are caught by a collective of small boat fishermen, fisherwomen, and families. Some of these families have been fishing for multiple generations. And knowing the boat your fish comes from is not typical of most fish you buy. When you buy a Sitka salmon share, you're getting the freshest quality fish you can, and you can trace the fish back to its source. With your share, you're part of the Sitka family, and you get monthly fish shipments of salmon, lingcod, crab, tuna, halibut, and you get the freshest fish while it's in season. They even have recipes, but I've been steaming my cod in my Instant Pot. The fish is so delicious, you don't even need to do much to serve it other than cook it and eat it. So Weekly Dishers, here is how you get your $25 discount for the first month of a premium Sitka salmon share. Type SitkaSalmonShares.com/weeklydish and you save $25. So save $25 on your box. Again, type Sitka, S-I-T-K-A, SalmonShares.com/weeklydish and you save $25.
All right. Well, that is a very interesting conversation. I do feel like we're going to be having more of those as time goes.
Yeah.
I will say I was on the Al's Breakfast Facebook page. They're not requiring you to show them your vaccination papers.
Okay.
They are saying, please don't come if you're not vaccinated. We only want to make seats for vaccinated people. There were questions about kids who can't be vaccinated. And he said, kids can come. Just please make sure they wear their mask. And then someone asked about medically compromised people or people who can't get vaccinated. And he said, then you probably don't want to come here and sit next to 12 people in a very closed space.
Let's be clear. If you don't know what Al's Breakfast is, it is a counter. And everyone passes.
Even beyond a counter, it's a closet.
Well, I mean, that's my point. Like, it's just a counter. There's no room. And, like, people stand behind the seats at the counter waiting for those seats to be taken. It is, if you are medically compromised, you shouldn't, or immunocompromised, that's not the place for you.
No, it's probably not.
No.
So, yeah. So, it's okay. Very interesting.
It
I
is.
Would say comments are running about 70% for, 30 against. But
And I think just, you know, like I said, we here in the Twin Cities, we have a high vaccination rate.
We do.
We have a 70% plus. And so, I think what we're saying is that, you know, right now we are not LA County, but we're just watching that to think about being prepared for what's potentially could come. We don't know.
And I do think it is interesting, the European perspective, because they are all still wearing masks in a lot of European places. They deal with a lot of tourists there.
Yeah. I wonder about
travel. It's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. As we talk about Al's Breakfast, all I want is a pumpkin pancake or a blueberry pancake. I actually said to Kurt, we need to go there and have blueberry pancakes today. Okay, so last week we started talking about brunch, and the reason I brought it up was because the restaurant landscape has shifted, right? Hours have shifted, what's open, what's not open has shifted.
So much.
Brunch has shifted, right? Because a lot of places that maybe had brunch aren't open. So I just wanted to know, like, where are people going to brunch? And I got some really interesting replies.
Oh,
So I'm going to share those with you.
Okay.
All right. So Stepchild is a place that I have not been, but I know you have been.
Yeah. Love it.
And where is it exactly? Cute. Is it Northeast?
Yeah. It's like kitty quarter from Surtix.
Okay.
It's in the old JL Beers spot, if you ever knew.
Got it. That was over by, it's across the street from Surtix.
Yeah. It's next to Pinku.
Pinku. Yeah.
Yeah.
People really are loving their brunch and thinking it's great. And I know that you had good things to say about that.
Yeah, I've had a great, I like the vibe in there. The vibe is so nice.
I like it. That's a nice, good, classy spot.
Yeah.
St. Dinette is also a nice, modern, classy spot. Sure. And that's in St. Paul over by the farmer's market. And they do a great brunch there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in St. Paul. And then Handsome Hog, of course, in St. Paul, the Justin Sutherland Southern spot that also has a huge patio outside.
Yep.
I would say the number one response of where are you guys going to brunch has been the Lynn Hall.
Yeah.
There are two locations. There's one near Southdale and there's one in South Minneapolis.
That's probably the last place I've brunched to, really, when I think about it.
Really? Is the Lynn Hall? They have something there called the Burger Bundle. The Brunch Bundle.
Yeah.
And this looked really fun. It is for $28, you get one pastry, one brunch entree, a cup of coffee, and a mimosa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I thought that would be fun. They also have something called the pastry board where for $20, you get five pastries, butter, jams. Like that could just be your brunch right there, right?
Yeah.
Also, had the shakshuka at Lynn Hall?
I have not personally had the shakshuka, but I've seen people eat it and have thought I should get that.
Yeah, it's super good. In St. Paul on Payne Avenue is a really sweet place called Tongue in Cheek. And they are doing brunch, if you have not been there before.
They've had brunch. I think I've only ever had brunch there.
It's just a really great spot.
Cute.
It is cute. And it's over also by Brunson's, which also has a brunch that they do there. So let's see. The tongue-in-cheek brunch is they've got a bunch of sets, menu items, but then they've also got little things that you can add on.
They have some good organic, vegan stuff too, by the way.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Their Eggs Benedict is apparently where it's at for that. That is Tongue in Cheek. And then Brunson's has brunch also. Benedict's and Wyzetta.
Obviously.
They're
just breakfast every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe.
And the Hope Breakfast Bar, I should mention too, both in St. Paul and opening in St. Louis Park. I've not been to this place, but I know you have because you mentioned it, the Hen House.
Oh, Hen House is like classic downtown eating. It's the old Peter's Grill. Oh,
okay.
You know what I mean? Yes. If you know anything about that. But it does have a good, you know, it's got a good breakfasty thing and they've got great pie if you want to have pie at brunch. And I think it's like for downtown workers, especially, it was always great to go have breakfast during the week if you're having a breakfast meeting.
Yum.
The French toast for me there was always spectacular.
Have you had the omelet at St. Genevieve?
I mean, I've had mini omelets at St. Genevieve. Boy. Never at brunch. I've ordered them other times, though.
I like this brunch. It's a Sunday only these days, but it's a really like good, classy ladies' brunch.
If you ever want, like, here's the deal. For those of us who are not into the mimosa game, but love a sparkling wine at breakfast or at
just
brunch,
champagne.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Cremants for me are better than anything. And so a Cremant and a lovely egg omelet at St. Genevieve with a little bit of the greens on the side. Perfection.
That is a perfect.
That's the perfect brunch for me right there.
Me too. But you know? Put a little French bread with some good unsalted butter.
Some cultured butter, the kefir butter.
Really good butter.
I know,
butter.
We are drilling into that. Hey, did you know PS Steak is doing brunch now?
I did not.
Yeah, so they just started doing brunch. And they are, I don't know, I haven't looked at it, but I'm excited to see it.
Because
it's like a big old, you got to think it's a big steakhouse-y brunch, right? So like lots of eggs, Benny, some hash.
Okay, here's what we got here, folks. Ooh, it looks very delicious. And this is reminding me, they do have shakshuka stuff.
They do too?
Yes, at PS Steak. They've got eggs, steak and eggs, a crab eggs Benedict, the delicious hash browns, oysters, yum.
Yeah.
That really looks like it's going to be great. I also love the brunch that they have at Baltimore, speaking of steakhouses,
and
Six Smith.
Yeah.
Great. That's like the really big, like steakhouse, boom, boom, boom brunch.
Yeah.
The Monte Carlo, too, has a good family style brunch where they bring out like the eggs and the bacon and the home fries and
to your table.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about is there anybody doing buffet brunch anymore? I mean, like chafing dishes and the whole nine yards?
Baltimore was.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if they were like, I didn't know if that came back.
It's a little slow to come back.
Yeah.
I think people are still a little.
Which is
careful.
Weird because, well, I guess it's like breathing on other people's food, I guess, is a weird
true.
Thing. But
sneeze guard.
Yeah.
Alma's in Minneapolis.
Alma. Cafe Alma.
Cafe Alma. Great place.
Because when you say Alma's, I think Alan Alma's.
Oh, yeah. The boat.
The boat.
Hazel's Northeast.
And in St. Louis Park. Spot. You know, the. Oh, no, Hazel's Northeast.
You're thinking Hazelwood, which is also quite good.
Yeah.
I've been there twice.
Yeah, that's a Scott Foster. Well, they have that spot in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And it, of course, started at Tonka Bay.
Is that where it started?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hilo Diner. I know this is not like brunch per se, but it is donuts and it is delicious.
Well, it's a diner.
And it is a diner.
They have, they have got eggs all day. They've got the bagel, you know, the things on waffles and all those sorts of things.
I think Sun Street Breads is a good place to mention, as well as Groundswell Bakery for biscuits and gravy.
Groundswell is great out in St. Paul, and that is in the Midway area, I think, isn't it? And it's a great coffee shop bakery place. That is a good spot.
Good biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
And then Good Day Cafe in St. Louis Park is a great spot, kind of Midway to meet people. And
yeah.
So those are my brunchity brunch ideas.
Let me ask you this. Are you like, here's a question people often ask about Bloody Marys. Where do you find your best Bloody Mary?
Okay.
Because you have done a Bloody Mary.
I got real feels about Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
I think one of the best Bloody Marys is also a great brunch spot that I have not mentioned yet. And that is Holman's Table. And that is downtown St. Paul.
Yep.
That is the airport.
Okay.
Area out
sure.
there. Our friend Charles Lovejoy is out there working.
Oh, he
and
is.
He is doing his delicious Lovejoy's Bloody Mary mix. Thai basil. He's also got a classic. Yeah, great Bloody Marys there.
Okay.
Also great Bloody Marys. I would say it's called, is it 401? It's right off of 280 and 35E something tavern.
280.
35W. Kind of in Northeast off of Johnson Street, 401 Tavern, something Tavern.
Oh, the 400 Tavern.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Great Bloody Mary there.
Yeah. Off of, yeah. St. Anthony Park or whatever.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Delicious Bloody Mary there. Also a really good Bloody Mary at No Neck Tony's in Stillwater.
Oh, that's what I remember about that place.
Yeah. Like
yeah,
super good Bloody Mary.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't know. I'm trying to, it's weird. It's like, I don't really tend to order Bloody Marys anymore because I feel like they sort of have disappointed me. So then I don't want it.
I like to order Bloody Marys.
I know.
On a Sunday. That's kind of my
but
jam.
But I don't like to get, see, and I like less booze. I actually like the virgin Bloody Marys. I just want tomato juice that's kind of jammed up with stuff. But for me, you know, if you're going to do like the big crazy Bloody Mary, it's out in Victoria. You know, there's Floyd's. Floyd basically has one of those places that's done the Happy Meal Bloody
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah, a chicken wing and a burger.
Like a burger and all that stuff. Do you remember when, yeah, Hot Dish used to do one that was crazy like that?
I miss that place.
I know.
When
and Ice House used to do
places that
one.
You miss.
I know. There's a lot of those. But I can't remember.
Nighthawks has a good Bloody Mary.
Who?
Nighthawks.
Do they?
Yes.
I haven't been there
it's
in a long time. Yeah.
Sometimes just a good, like, good juice and lots of herbaceous.
Yeah, I basically want, like, a lot of tomato juice. If I'm, and I honestly don't care if I go gin, vodka, tequila. I don't like the whiskey funny in the Bloody Mary. It doesn't work for me.
Habanero rum, sometimes
yeah,
that's
great.
Good, too.
But I also want, seasoning and I want citrus. Like, I want a pickle and I want an olive. Great, I want that salty bit. But I definitely want citrus in there. And sometimes you don't get a lime
I
or something.
I require citrus in my Bloody Marys.
Yeah,
that's funny you
like,
say that. Otherwise, it's too cloying, kind of. You need that acid to break it up. And the juice makes it a little thinner.
Yeah.
Sometimes Bloody Marys are so thick, it's like, I didn't want to drink my soup.
Yes, I know. You didn't. Yeah, you didn't want to have to, like,
no,
ladle
it's like
up
a
your cocktail. Yes. Yeah, there's that.
As a cocktail.
That's true.
All right.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll have the locals to love for you. And we are the Weekly Dish presented by our friends at Jim Beam Hard Seltzer, the highball.
Which you
Steph.
Have not given me.
I've got them. They are delicious. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Oh, Bruno Mars and
that was
Anderson
like epic.
Pack and,
it's a lot of stuff.
Sure is.
Hey, so we did have a question earlier just about getting takeout for the Olympic watching kind of thing.
Yeah, like what's your takeout move for watching the Olympics here the next 10 days?
And it's hard because, you know, the timeline of everything is not great because it all happens at like when we're sleeping, you know, everything that's going
yes.
on. So we wake up and you're like, oh, oh, we just learned who won what or things like that. So it is hard. But if you are going to watch, I don't know, I would tell you that, you know, if you're going to get, I don't know if you're going to get Japanese food in my mind because you're watching it in Japan.
That's fun.
That's what I would do. And so I would go either, we just said Pinku, and I think Pinku has like, you know, great little pickup Japanese, you know, sushis and rolls and wontons and stuff like that.
That's fun.
And then yeah. I would do ramen. I would go get like the ramen, you know, takeout from, if you can, from Zenbox. I think they're still doing, I don't know if they're doing pickup.
Delicious ramen.
But yeah, I would go get ramen or I would make ramen or get noodles or dumplings, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
about you?
Takeout for, I think, I mean, just pizza. Because it's so easy. I really am craving three pizzas.
Oh, what are you craving?
Craving and missing, because I don't live right by it anymore, so I'd have to go there and get it, but the Mavericks Taco Pizza on Randolph Avenue.
Yeah,
that pizza just slays me how good it is.
Right.
Also okay. Craving the ricotta meatball pizza from Black Sheep Pizza.
Sure.
Also craving the pepperoni pizza from Skinner's Pub.
Oh, God, Skinner's has got
also
a lot of play
in my
today.
Neighborhood. I
a
know,
lot
and
of
that's
play.
Now that I'm thinking about it, because I'm like, oh, the pizza at Skinner, super thick, cheese robe, square Minnesota slices.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's pizza. Talk a little bit about what's happening and what's going on in town. Did you know, so Awamni is officially open.
So good.
We had such good dinners there.
We did.
We really did.
I want that place to be successful.
Well, I think it will because you can't get a reservation until like
good.
Next year.
I'm glad.
And, but here's what I do want you guys to know is they still have, first come first serve seatings. So like downstairs, the lower level, that terrace has all walk up tables that have QR code ordering. And you just, you know, you flash it and then you kind of decide even what you want, and they'll bring it to you, and you just sit there. So it's a really good way option. It is a lighter menu. You may not have all the things that you've seen all of us ordering and talking about, but it's kind of a nice way to experience it until you can get that reservation.
Yeah, I had a lot of the we had a couple tacos. It was good.
I thought, yeah, like the tacos and then like the salads. I would absolutely eat any of those salads again and just sort of sit down with it, or like a little sandwich, the chinganyapi, I think it is called, which is the corn salad, the corn breading salad. Because it's not bread, because there's no wheat. But I think that's fun that that's open. Here's a question for you. Have you heard of this Cantilever Distillery up in Rainier, Minnesota? International Falls?
Mm-mm.
It's right next to International Falls. It's called Cantilever, and it's a distillery and hotel built basically on the border, the Canadian border. And they've got this cocktail room. It looks really great. It makes me want to go up north and have a little trip.
You should.
It's a 5-hour drive straight up.
I tried to invite you to the cabin.
No, you actually didn't.
No, I did for the first time this year.
You didn't?
I did 2 weeks ago. And you said, no, you couldn't because you didn't have time because the giant baby's going to school.
Well, you didn't give me a date, though.
Oh, I have to, give you an exact date?
Don't you think you have to invite someone for a thing when you say, you don't go, hey, come over for dinner. And then you just leave it out there, do
good
you?
Good point.
So usually when he's like...
So I have to say, do you want to come to our cabin the third weekend of August?
Yeah. Wouldn't
okay,
you say
let
that?
Me think about it.
But... God. All right. I'm just not even betting on it until next year. So yeah, don't even worry about it. But honestly, every weekend is, you know, and it's, but you ask me now at the very end of July.
I always ask you at the end because that's when I know when all the families have come and gone.
But I want you to understand that I understand my priority scape on this because in the beginning of the summer, you tell me about how they're all booking up.
Yep.
And I'm not a part of that process.
Nope.
So don't worry. I got it.
So funny.
Totally got it. Hey, are you going to do any Aquatennial things? Is that at all interesting to you?
Or? Yes, we were going to the fireworks tonight until we now have to go
up
on
north.
A reconnaissance mission to find our pontoon lift that's floating in Burnside Lake. So, yeah, sorry, bummer, because I will tell you that there was a whole shore of folks lined up for the water ski show last night.
Oh,
I think they're doing the water ski show again tonight.
Yeah,
so
at the River Rats.
Free entertainment. That water ski show is a
fun.
Blast. It's a
blast. Do you know what the theme is this year?
No, I don't. But it's on the West River Parkway down Prize Brewing.
And that's kind of a fun thing to go to Prize, get a couple beers, and then amble your way down to the river. The one we saw it that year that I went with you, I think it was like a Star Wars theme, and it was great.
Yeah, that was when we opened our business down there.
Yeah, I love that. So also what's happening, I want to let you know about the Sunday Thai Market. I'm very excited by this. the Buddhist temple.
Oh, you were telling me about this.
Yeah, I'm going to say the name wrong. It's Wat Prum Wat Chirayan temple, and it's in St. Louis Park. And it's this really, like, they have all the tents set up, and they're having a Thai market on Sunday. And it's basically stalls and goods, and then, of course, so much, like, barbecue pork.
I wanted to
and papaya salad
bad.
And egg rolls and all the good things. But here, if you miss it this weekend, they do have two more in August and one more in September.
Okay.
So they're just doing them.
Yeah, love it.
And I think it's kind of smart. So I'm really excited to
go see
that. Will
you put that on the, do you have a Facebook post about that, or can you put that on the show page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the feed. You know what I mean?
In your feed.
Yeah,
it's
in the feed.
Sorry. So, I missed your feed this week.
Sure.
I've been reading it every single week, though.
Good for you.
I have.
Okay. No, I appreciate that.
Did you play the Google game that was released yesterday in honor of the Olympic Games? You know, Google always has.
No, there's a game.
Oh, Stephanie. It is so Stephanie March. It's not even funny. It's about a cat.
Oh,
that takes there's seven games you can play through this one thing. It's been developed. It's anime. It's incredible.
Well, I did notice it had like a it's like a video game.
You should watch it and do it. It's so up here in Jake's alley.
Okay.
It's got your name on it.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll check it out. That looks fun. Keepsake Cidery, by the way, is back open to do their fun weekends. It's kind of time to start thinking about orchards again, is my point.
Yes.
I mean, we're kind of closing in on, you know, some of the early apples are starting to kind of, you know, pop around, but, you know, there's a lot of fun things, and Keepsake is one of those great places also because it's, you know, it's hard cider. They've got some of the really great hard ciders.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sweetland Orchard. There's so many good ones.
There are so many. These guys are doing, though, Keepsake has a thing this weekend where they're doing, you know, they had Red Hen Gastro Lab cooking yesterday, this Puerto Rican food, really Nettie Combs, really good stuff. But they have toasties at their farm. They've got live music on Saturdays. Sunday, they're doing BOGO glasses of cider for anybody who bikes to the cidery.
That's cute.
I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, you can do it.
Come on.
I love it. So buy one, get one. By the way, Wild State Cider, that's up from Duluth.
Don't even get me going.
Wow.
They're going to be out at Seaver's Fall Festival.
Are they really?
With an apple pie cider and a raspberry hibiscus cider. They're so good.
Okay.
Which one did you like?
I had the semi-dry because I'm like not, I don't want any of that sugary stuff. I want dry.
It's
I want it
really
to be
great.
Like parching in my face.
Also, the classic and the pear are good, too.
Oh, God.
I've had a million of those.
Let's do a cider segment.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that.
Loving it.
This is the magic of radio,
planning.
Show planning on air. All right, thanks, everybody, for joining us this weekend.
Ciao.